Matt's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
How's your appetite right now for uniform news? Are you starving for more? Are you stuffed?
I think uniform news is like it's an all you can eat buffet, and I'm always hungry.
News.
I paid. I'm gonna go up again. uniform news. I'm always ready. I'm always good.
Okay.
I like the little teaser videos. Today. I didn't watch all of them. I think they were all available. I think every team that is involved in this rivalry series produced some. They all looked pretty similar. The three or four that I watched looked, you know, similar production.
15, 20 seconds each.
Right, right. And I do think the Patriots video and even the logo and the Bills video and the logo look like they're doing the same things.
Oh, yeah?
A little bit, yeah. So I'm not sure what's happening there. I'm curious to see what that looks like put together.
I didn't watch New England. I have a rule.
It looks kind of it's like snowy, and that's the Bills thing. So the
game is week 5.
Right, it's not going to be snowy.
It shouldn't be. It's happened, but
probably won't.
You'd like to think it won't be, you know, a winter night on October 5th.
Let's bet against that. Yeah, it's a little
I'd
early.
Love to. Can Sam tell us how to do that? Bet against snow. Now, that is bold.
Is there a weather gambling app?
There might be. Yeah, I guess, you know, the NFL gets sometimes it's credit and blame at the same time. I mean, it's mostly credit, but you sort of roll your eyes at it, maybe, how they just dominate the news. It's almost like every year it's a new quest to take days away from other sports, from other like they've taken over Christmas. No one was really ever thinking about that. Christmas belonged to the NBA. And then the NFL showed up, and they're just trolling. I mean, we'll put games on Netflix, and we'll still beat you.
Right. Friday nights belong to high school football.
Right.
And Saturdays. For college. But whatever. We're coming in. Friday nights. Here we go.
And then the offseason, whether it's the draft or the schedule release and how they sort of drip, 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 release little nuggets about the schedule. Isn't it right? Like it's, I guess, impressive if you're impressed by things like this, but also a little ridiculous. Just like, do we really need, I'm in the meeting now. Do we really need all of this? Do we really have to just sort of bully our way into every day on the calendar? The uniform thing feels a little bit like that, where we're so big and powerful now, we're just going to whip out all these new throwback uniforms and rivalry. What even is the rivalry series? Like, what even is that? It's division games. Okay, so we're going to have another. I'm not against it. It just seems like, I'm ready to leave. You're at the buffet, and you're just going to hang out.
You've had enough. You're
until
full.
You're going to want to eat again. And I just feel like that. I got to keep my dignity here. And at some point, I'm just going to go home. All right, okay. A fourth helmet.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this how you would do it? One account I follow that's into the uniform scene said something like, couldn't you just, it sounded like the schedule, couldn't you just build up to like a Wednesday night or something and release all the uniforms or just do, what do we say about the schedule? Either do it that way or do one every day, one game a day for 3 months. I don't know. Much ado about nothing, probably, but my complaint, I mean, I don't mean the thing itself.
No, I mean, I share your sentiment. I don't know that I would myself raise it to the level of complaining about it, but yeah, I mean, it is, they're everywhere, they're everything and everywhere all of the time. Like that's what the NFL is striving to do, and something, an entity that is doing that, you know, is risking hitting a breaking point.
I guess.
But I don't.
How long have we been saying that?
I don't think there is one with this league. Like, whatever bad news there ever is just sort of gets swept away. You know, concussion lawsuits, the NFLPA falling apart, like, whatever it is. Just, it's over there.
Yep.
Collusion. Yeah, you know.
That's right.
Who cares? I think the collusion story is a very interesting and big story for the players in the league. But the fans don't really care.
I agree.
Because it's just like, it's illegal mumble jumble. They're going to play. They're going to play. I don't, whatever. I don't need to hear all this. I don't need it. It's minutia. Even though I think it's a pretty significant story for the everyday players in the league, mostly them, more than even I guess the big guys are the ones who are affected by the collusion and the no guaranteed contracts and all that, maybe more than the rank and file members of the union, but whatever. It's just an example of how the league seems impenetrable to trouble. They have trouble, but it never really seems to matter. They're mostly bulletproof.
It doesn't. You're saying it. It doesn't make me feel good.
No.
You know? I mean,
there's a lot of things in the world that don't make you feel good anymore.
That's right. That's right. And how you process those things is really important and interesting, right? I mean, you don't want to drown in, you know, a cesspool, if you will, of bad news and fear all the time. But you'd also, I don't think, want to ignore it. That doesn't feel right. Neither really feels right. This is just a microcosm. I mean, football is not all that, but just the uniforms. Well, every day I wake up and it's like a new uniform.
I think it might play a part in fans. I'll even maybe cop to this myself. Not feeling like I want to get upset about the league inundating us with announcements and different stuff and even the bad news being ignored. I think you might want to ignore the bad news because there's enough bad news, like real substantive bad news. And so complaining about something that's making you mad in football.
What a waste.
I might feel kind of like an idiot. that's my lane. I don't know. It just doesn't really. It's not a direct transaction to me. I don't know. I think I'm probably harder to upset about sports stuff.
Yeah, that's probably good. Maybe it was during COVID that there was another realization of this, you know, because wasn't it kind of incredible thinking back 5 years that they played the whole season? All the leagues did, mostly.
Like, yeah.
They played seasons with no crowds. Would you ever have imagined
that
sports was so... dominant a force in society that they would play almost an entire NFL season without people in attendance?
I think maybe the NFL more so than than other sports. I don't remember how I felt at the time or what we said at the time, but we all know that the NFL is not a gate-driven league. So, and they proved it. Like, you know, I mean, I don't know what happened to revenue in the COVID season. I'm sure it took a hit without fans coming to games, but did it seem like the league lost a step at all? I mean, the cap probably was flat for a little bit there, but now it's right back to just going up and up and up. And so, you know, and there's always the, you know, we need you now thing, right? Like we need the distraction. We need the, you know, get on the field and amuse us, entertain us, take our minds off masks and vaccines and arguing and all the stuff.
All the people who died with COVID would have wanted the NFL to play.
That's a tough way to put it.
You know,
yeah.
But that's what they're certainly, I don't remember. They probably did, you know, think that, if not say it at the time. Anyway, I mean, I'm guilty. Don't take away my game days. Like, just, I feel like I got to have it. I feel like I'm a slave to them. And that doesn't feel good either, but it's, I'm being honest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night football. Thursday night went from kind of a joke, a nuisance, bad matchups, who asked for this, to like a ritual. Almost.
Yeah, I used to yell at you. I don't know, yell might be strong, but
make fun of me.
Make fun of you. Like, I don't want to play so much fantasy football that I have to watch this game if it's a horrible game. If it's Jacksonville, Tennessee, and they're terrible and it's pouring, I don't feel like I want to watch this game. Now I stay up till the end of those games. They're better matchups.
Even you.
They are better matchups now, mostly because of Prime, right? So Thursday has become less of like a dumping ground for like all the teams that don't qualify for real night games can get to play on Thursday night football. That's kind of the way that package of games started out. That was the only Bills primetime action we had for a while, was Thursday night. You know, because they weren't good, they were in a small market, and you know, nobody's that interested, but you know, we'll give you this one. You're gonna have some fun. Here's a night game for you. The opponent's not going to be any good either, but, you know, here, have it.
I've just checked the schedule, and I believe the first Thursday night game that you will tell us you are skipping is in week 11.
Okay.
Ready?
I don't know. I haven't skipped one in a while, but I don't. We'll see.
Week one is different. I mean, that's NBC,
sure, right.
Dallas, Philadelphia. Week two is Washington at Green Bay.
I'm watching that.
In. I'm so
all,
in.
All of it.
Week three is Dolphins-Bills.
Gunpoint.
I think you're going to watch that game. You might even go to it. Four is Seattle-Arizona.
Now, are they going to be wearing... Is that the date for those...
I don't know, maybe.
I want to see the sand, the desert-colored Cardinal uniforms.
You're so
I'm curious.
Afflicted that you'll tune in for the clothes.
Yes.
It might as well be Project Runway you're tuning in to watch on that Thursday night of week four.
Sure.
That's a tester. Without the uniforms,
a little bit.
Skip Kyler Murray versus Sam Darnold. Week five, Niners-Rams.
Yep.
Six, Eagles-Giants.
Yes, sure.
Seven, Bengals hosting Pittsburgh.
Never going to miss that.
Never going to miss that game. This is Thursday nights. Eight, Minnesota at the Chargers.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah. Maybe I've seen J.J. McCarthy by then, but, you know, whatever. There's a standalone game for J.J. McCarthy.
Week one, they're on Monday night. You'll see him on the Monday night opener. Week nine, Baltimore at Miami. Of course.
Yep.
Week 10, Raiders-Broncos.
Classic.
Every time.
Yep.
Week 11, Jets-Patriots. That's when I think you get the check. If that game were earlier, like last year, wasn't that week three? Week two was Bills-Miami, and then week three was Jets-Patriots at the Jets with Rodgers. And I think you were like, nope, I hate this so much. The Jets beat New England. Anyway, that's the game you might miss. Then 12 is Bills, again, at Houston.
Okay.
13 is Thanksgiving. Then just to finish it up, Dallas at Detroit. Yes.
That's a winner.
Atlanta at Tampa. That was the best game of the year last year when they met in Atlanta. I don't know. You don't have to say yes to that
one. No, that'll look like a guy. I like Michael Penix Jr., and I don't like the Falcons. He's going to make me like the Falcons. Them wearing the uniforms they're wearing against the Bills is going to make me like the Falcons.
Red helmets?
Red helmets. They look nice.
16, Rams at Seattle, and then 17 is all bets are off. So there's Thursday night schedule. That's a point. It's good.
It is a good. That is not. There's only a couple of games in there to me that don't sound even that interesting. But even Jets-Patriots is a division game. How, you know, what kind of year are the Patriots having? You know, I think I'm going to want to watch Drake May play almost every time he plays. If I get a chance. Because he's, you know, he's the guy that I think is coming for the Bills the most. That's the team, and mostly because of him and the coach. I think they're going to be the team that you're going to see in the mirror behind you first. At this point, I think they have an opportunity this year to supplant Miami as that team. And so I'm going to want to watch that as it develops, I think.
Week one, Raiders at New England. That's a Sunday, 1 o'clock. I'm guessing we're going to get Pittsburgh at the Jets.
That's probably right.
But the other one's good, too. So is Cleveland at Cincinnati. Or Cincinnati at Cleveland, rather. So ready for week one. So ready for Sam Panayotovich today at 3:30. I watched his show a few days this week on BetMGM Network, Bet Sweats. And at one point yesterday or the day before, he said, it is football season now. They did a lot of college predicting this week. But I know, like, Not that we've ever had to drag him.
Right.
But last week I said to him, Sam, the hot dogs have been eaten. I mean, let's get into some futures bets here.
The majors are over.
The majors are even over.
It's not last week when you talked to him, obviously, but still.
But he hadn't watched a minute of the PGA, or the Open, rather, last week. We talked about it for a while, but he hadn't watched any of it. So we'll talk to Sam here coming up. Sal, with his reports from Bills camp today and yesterday a little bit, got the downfield passing attack senses tingling, I would say, yesterday with intermediate stuff. And then he's tweeting about this pass to Kincaid and this pass to Elijah Moore, maybe it was. Like, okay. And it makes me wonder, and this is a conversation to have with Sal, I think, and we can always have it, is if the Bills offensively want to be different or just better, you know, or just more varied, right? That was not a strength of their team last year.
No.
And you'd want to work on things that didn't come easy.
Yeah.
I wonder if they want to change their identity at all. I was on with Andrew Filippone on his FanDuel show today and was mostly talking about fantasy football, but when Mahomes' name came up, you know, he asked me about Mahomes as a pick. And I said, like, the Chiefs are maybe closer, I would guess, to being a team that does want to change how they're playing. I'm thinking of Davis Maddock on my podcast with him Tuesdays, ADP chasing. It's like, hopefully, he's a Chiefs fan. He said, hopefully that Super Bowl finally was the punch in the face they needed, where, like, they're just realizing they can't get away with that anymore. But I don't know. Why should defense be different? Why should defenses be different against these teams? Because that's where it started.
Right.
Is teams giving teams like Kansas City and Buffalo just less of a chance to hit them over the top. So go ahead and let's see your 12-play matriculating the ball down the field stuff. And, you know, the Bills were able to do it. The Bills smartly shifted to a bigger offense, right? And they were able to run it and make teams pay for that strategy. I don't know. Like, is there any reason to think that'll change?
I don't think it will change. I don't think they want to change who they are, but I definitely, this wire got tripped for me yesterday, and you're re-tripping it now, bringing it up. Brady, the offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, was talking yesterday about how every year, and, you know, coach speak, you know, whatever, a lot of this you can just put in a blender and drink it. It's going to taste the same as the thing you had last week or last year. But, you know, you got to evolve. You got to do things differently than you were doing them, or at least, you know, augment what you're doing, maybe conceal what you were doing last year in some different clothes or whatever it is. But it would stand to reason to me. It's not surprising, given his comments and what the point you just made about their passing offense and how not downfield it was. Like, only so much of that I think you want to give up and throw up your hands and go, like, well, they're playing us this way. I guess I'm trapped. And then you got to try to find a way. There's always that give and take and that reaction and the reaction to the reaction and, you know, make an adjustment. The thing the Bills should be trying to unlock is, you know, 20 air yard passing game. It was not good last year. It was terrible for the Chiefs, too. I seen Greg Cosell a few times on Russ Tucker's podcast this week. It just popped up in my feed at different times, making a point about how Mahomes was worse than the league in downfield passing last year.
Yeah.
Which is kind of incredible for who he is, and that's the point your friend Davis Maddock is making. Like, hopefully they realize they need to really do something about this. I mean, the Bills are not there because as bad off as Kansas City may have been, but I still think you want to have that be a part of who you are and make teams, like, if you think you can exploit, like the Bills really did with big personnel and the running the ball and throwing it out of heavier formations and stuff that they did and were effective and 30 points a game and all that, I think you still want to threaten teams. Make them stay in that, and we're going to find other ways to exploit you and find open field out there. It might not be, you know, over your head necessarily, but intermediate doesn't have to be taken away to me by by like a too high safety shell. There's a lot of room in the middle of the field if you're playing in that. You just got to find a way to unlock it. You got to find guys that can separate too. And I don't know
where
the Bills are on that quest. We'll see what kind of impact a healthy Curtis Samuel maybe has in that. Elijah Moore, if he makes the team, has in that. And Josh Palmer, who's also new.
Josh Allen at FanDuel for the year, 3,775.5 passing yards is the line. It'd be higher than last year. It also, those lines also presume
about, missing games.
Well, I don't know if it's right to say they presume that. I mean, it often happens. I feel like it should be about 14 games you would expect for like the average guy. I mean, Allen, of course, is on a durability streak, but that's, you know, not a lot, but a little higher than last year.
Yeah, I think he finished with 30. What is the number? Because 37-31 is the number from last year.
Right. This one is 37-75.
Okay, right.
But that one last year was his lowest in 5 years. Think about that. I do a lot. The MVP had his lowest
right.
passing output in, you know, since he got good. Also, that Bo Nix outdid him in passing yards, passing touchdowns, and completion percentage as a rookie. I don't think, you know, Allen was undeserving. It's just sort of amazing that you could win in a league like this with what Jackson did, with what Burrow did, and then, you know, Nix and others. It's kind of amazing you could win with those stats, but he did. Cutting down on the interceptions, losing Diggs, we've been all over it, contributed to the narrative. And, of course, his rushing, and that number for this year is 500.5 yards, which is a little bit lower than where he's been. That's interesting, maybe. That would be his lowest in 5 years.
Yeah. It stands to reason you might want to start fading that at some point in his career, right? Like, not expecting it to just smash. I mean, you're also, you know, if fans want to hammer the over, maybe that'll change. I don't know. But, you know, we talk all the time about when is it going to happen. And, you know, sometimes I think when I talk about it, it sounds like I might know, or like I think it's still not here yet. The truth is, it's going to happen at some point, and maybe we won't see it coming. You know, it just will. It just won't be as effective as it was. He'll lose a step, you know, as he gets older, and at some point, and you know, I want to think that that's still 2 or 3 years down the road, but I don't know. You know, it could come at any moment, I suppose.
Sam Panayotovic coming up. We'll talk some more props and futures and football stuff with Sam, among other things. We usually bounce around. Sal at 4 and at 5 today, Mike Dempsey, football diehards and also a host in Jacksonville. You know Mike perhaps from having been on with us a number of times. And it seems rare that the Jaguars are not on the Bills schedule this year. It feels like they always are, but I mean, not really, but they are not a Bills opponent in 2025, regular season at least. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening on this Friday. Back with Sammy P after this break on WGR.